Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
Chennai Super Kings continued their Indian Premier League resurgence with a 7-run win over the Rajasthan Royals in Dubai. The victory margin was as close as it was thanks to a few late lusty blows from Dhawal Kulkarni, as the Royals were largely outplayed. The Super Kings reached 140 for 6, but the Royals were bowled out for 133 in 19.5 overs, and that win now leaves the Chennai Super Kings up in second place after they'd lost their opening game. They've now won 2 on the trot. The England and Wales Cricket Board have confirmed that Paul Farbrace has been appointed as their new assistant coach, working with new head coach Peter Moores. Farbrace officially starts work immediately after resigning his position as Sri Lanka's head coach earlier this week. The 46-year-old previously coached with Kent and Yorkshire, as well as 2 spells with Sri Lanka, one as assistant to Trevor Bayliss between 2007 and 2009, and as head coach from the start of this year. After leading them to victory in the Asia Cup and the ICC World 2020, he forms a new coaching team with Moores to succeed the one led by Andy Flower and Ashley Giles. Lassie Malinga has been named as Sri Lanka's full-time 2020 international captain, replacing Dinesh Chandimal. Malinga led the side to victory at the recent ICC World T20 in Bangladesh after Chandimal was first suspended for overrate offences and subsequently stood down from the team. The fast bowler will captain the side to take on England on the 20th of May, while Angelo Matthews will continue to lead the Test and one-day international teams. Matthews will lead the side for the 2 ODIs in Ireland on the 6th and the 8th of May, as Sri Lanka continued their build-up to the 2015 World Cup.